welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In today's episode, we revisit 2018, take another look at J-Hope's pre-enlistment Weverse Live, and talk about 2-3 and the history of BTS and ARMY's support for one another. But first, Bangtan activity last week, April 5th to April 11th, Korean Standard Time. J-Hope finished up his North American tour with his final night in Los Angeles, which was his second sold-out night in a U.S. stadium. Definitely history-making. As is his habit, he posted a selfie video from soundcheck and photos of the concert the next day. You can also find a Hope on the Stage in LA short film on Bangtan TV's YouTube Shorts. He did a live once he got back to the hotel and was able to feast on some well-deserved chicken. He also posted or shared videos taken with Lizzo, who had stopped in to see him. Before he left the U.S., he posted a bunch of photos from his time in the U.S. Then he traveled back to Korea, arriving on the 9th, and staying only a short bit before taking off again on the 11th to get to Manila for the kickoff of his Asia tour. Jin, meanwhile, posted photos of himself taken while filming Kion's Bizarre B&B, which premiered on Netflix on April 8th. You can watch the first three episodes now. It was filmed back at the end of August, beginning of September last year. We also got episode 29 of Run Jin, in which Jin had to try to keep calm while playing games and being deliberately antagonized. Jin was also active on Weverse during the week, commenting on various posts and even the highlight video of Run BTS that was live-streamed in support of the product release of BTS Poly, a Run BTS-focused board game. Our enlisted members were all too busy with their day jobs to check in, but RM managed to pop in for a moment to share photo booth photos with the last of his soldier friends to be discharged before RM's own discharge comes along. And that's it for last week. This coming week, we have J-Hope's Asia tour stops to look forward to, as well as another episode of Run Jin. This day in BTS history, April 14th. April 14th, 2013. Springtime has arrived in Seoul. J-Hope tweets a photo of the cherry blossoms that he saw on his way to the studio. Jimin tweets a selfie, and Suga tweets a photo of a flower. April 14th, 2014. BTS traveled to China. You can watch this trip on the show BTS China Job in Yutai, Episode 1. It's Suga's first ever trip to China. RM is working on a song that was initially rejected, so he has to rewrite it by the time he returns to Korea. Jimin tweets a selfie with J-Hope as they leave for China. RM, V, and Suga also tweet selfies from the airport. RM and V tweet another one after they arrive. JK tweets a selfie from the restaurant of their first meal there. Suga, meanwhile, tweets a photo of his laptop set up for work in the hotel room. Meanwhile, back in Korea, BTS appear in a pre-recorded show, KBS 2FM Super Junior Kiss the Radio. April 14th, 2015. Having just wrapped up the I Need You filming, RM tweets a selfie saying that they're running hard all day and night for the comeback, which will, of course, be the most beautiful moment in life, part one, otherwise known as HYYH. April 14th, 2016. BTS are preparing for their final HYYH series comeback with the album Young Forever. On this day, RM tweets photos of his new studio. V tweets a selfie, and Jin tweets a video of his dog, Jengu. RM also tweets a selfie with his mother. He gets his gorgeous smile from her, if anyone is wondering. April 14th, 2017. BTS have just returned from Hawaii. They tweet photos from the trip. RM and J-Hope tweet photos from the final cruise. Jin tweets photos of the waterfall. And Jimin tweets a selfie. Hopefully they all had a day off after the trip and weren't doing anything else. But if they were doing something, it might have been filming scenes for the BTS World Mobile game, which would come out 2 years later. April 14th, 2018. BTS are in Osaka, Japan. They're in town promoting their third Japanese album, Face Yourself. RM tweets to recommend a Drunken Tiger JK music video. They also have a handshake event. Before all that happens, though, in the very early hours of the morning, Jimin records a log in his hotel room. Big Hit will actually sit on this log for nearly an entire year before publishing it in early 2019. If anyone is interested in learning more about the 2018 crisis, where BTS went through a rough time and disbandment may have been mentioned, this log is a great place to start in understanding what happened. In the log, an extremely sleepy Jimin talks about their upcoming comeback, how he feels happy now, but at the beginning of the year he had a lot of worries and everyone was really tired. Since everyone was having a hard time, they felt they couldn't go to each other with their troubles. He thought a lot about who he was now and why he was giving his all to this job. It was hard for 3 to 4 months. In the end, Jimin credits three things with helping him recover himself. First, in the middle of the hard times, he came to Japan with J-Hope. Second, he looked up old concert videos and found one of just the crowd singing Young Forever, and it made him cry. Finally, in early March, they all took a trip off-camera. They didn't do much besides cook, play games, and chat, but it helped clear Jimin's head as he was able to look at the people standing beside him, feeling happy. They grew closer, even though they were already close. He ends the log by wishing that the members still having a hard time also have a moment where they feel, ah, this is it, one more time. He credits the fans as the reason they're still together. Jimin wasn't the only emotional one that day. Suga also posted on Fan Cafe saying that there were too many people waiting for them to break. Then, in immediate damage control, he posted again clarifying that he was listening to their music and wants everyone to be happy. RM also posted to clarify that they got together to talk and it made Suga emotional, but the meeting ended in laughter and hugs. RM then posts a screen cap of a tweet Suga made back in 2014 of either a tangerine or a persimmon mountain with a pun that calls it emotions. April 14th, 2019. BTS wrap up their Saturday Night Live appearance after midnight. They tweet thanks to Emma Stone, the host that week, and the show. All seven individually tweet selfies. After a short sleep, Jimin also tweets a photo of a gift he was given, and then is off to the airport to return home to South Korea. April 14th, 2020. Jimin and RM do a live stream where they make Dalgona coffee. It's a funny live with RM arriving late and not realizing that Jimin is actually live already. Jimin lets us know that with the concerts canceled or postponed because of the pandemic, the members have all been feeling a little down. After, RM tweets selfies and also a photo of some pasta that he made. It's Tuesday, so we also get Run BTS Episode 100, Part 1. This is a special 100th episode celebration, and these series of Run BTS episodes have some absolutely hilarious moments. April 14th, 2021. BTS are filming the Butter music video. Specifically, they're filming in the black and white outfits from the opening and the elevator scenes. It was all filmed at Kintex in Ilsan. You can see the behind the scenes of the filming in the video episode BTS Butter MV shooting sketch. There are also several Bangtan bombs filmed throughout the entire music video filming process. These are titled Interview Squabble, How Army Was Put Together, Hobie's POV, and The Photo Bomber. April 14th, 2022. BTS are in Las Vegas. I don't know exactly what day it was, but one of the three possibilities for when they filmed the Proof Live video is this day. In the video, they perform three songs in an outdoor location, Yet to Come, Born Singer, and For Youth. The things I know for certain are that the boys are commenting on each other's Instagrams, even though they're all together in person. Jimin even says so in one of his comments. Hobie shares a clip of a fan cam from one of their previous Permission to Dance Las Vegas concerts and captions it with, "See you tomorrow." That evening, Hobie attends a Lady Gaga concert. RM also posts a photo of himself from his morning jog running past the stadium. April 14th, 2023. Jungkook donates 1 billion won to the National University's Children's Hospital for treatment for low-income children. V posts some of his Celine promo photos. RM posts a photo with Mok Jungwook. Jimin posts his Tiffany ad photos. Suga shares a link to the live clip posted to tease his documentary Road to D-Day. He also has his first full ensemble band rehearsal for the tour. That evening, J-Hope has his last live stream before enlistment. Jimin says a quick hello and goodbye in the comments as he gets started. He talks about how big of a help Jin has been as J-Hope has been preparing for his enlistment. He talks a lot about his mental state going into enlistment. He also mentions that he hung out with Jungkook because he knew Jungkook had to leave for the US soon, so it might be the last time he got to spend time with him. But then he found out that Jungkook had altered his entire schedule so that he would be there for the day that J-Hope enlisted. Hobie was very moved and felt that he had raised Jungkook well. Even after all these years, J-Hope says his love for the members has only deepened, and that as much as ARMY loves BTS, J-Hope loves them just as much, if not even more deeply. J-Hope concludes with a few hugs and a little tearing up, because, and I quote, time is cruel, and he asks ARMY to not forget Hobie and to support all the members. It's nice that I can be summarizing this live 2 years later with J-Hope on a world tour where ARMY is very much proving that it's absolutely impossible to forget Hobie, and we'd never want to do so. April 14th, 2024. Everyone is enlisted, but RM and JK both have spare phone time. RM recommends Capricorn by Vampire Weekend. JK creates an Instagram account for his dog, Bam, and follows only BTS and creates 7 posts. On Weverse, JK explains that he can't brag about himself right now, so he's going to brag about his baby. Then he comments on his own posts, thinking of good puns for the Instagram bio. And that brings us to this year, with 2 of our 7 discharged and only 2 months until the rest join them. As I mentioned, by the time this episode comes out, Hobie will have performed in Manila over the weekend, as he kicks off the Asian leg of his tour. Song discussion. 2-3. Still wishing there will be better days. 2-3 is the first song officially dedicated to ARMY, BTS's fanbase. It was released on the Wings album on October 10th, 2016. Wings was the first album released after their success from the Most Beautiful Moment in Life trio of albums, otherwise known as HYYH. While they'd reached success in the Korean market, the Wings album and the subsequent tour, which stretched from January to December 2017, catapulted BTS to a worldwide stage, positioning them for international stardom. The song 2-3, Still Wishing There Will Be Better Days, was dedicated to their fans to commemorate the position they had reached after the release of HYYH and to look back on the journey until then. It was written by RM, J-Hope, Suga, Slow Rabbit, P-Dog, and Hitman Bang. To switch things up this week, I'm going to talk about the lyrics first and the performances second, because I think in order to understand the most iconic performance, one has to understand what the song is about first. But before I even get into the lyrics, I have to go a little bit into the history of BTS and ARMY, because 2-3 doesn't really follow the format or topic of a typical fan song. I'm not going to go into specifics about everything BTS went through from debut until the Wings album was released, but I need to give a broad overview. A lot of the time, people like to report on triumphs. BTS's first win with I Need You, and the success of their social media presence in drawing in international fans, for example. In order to understand 2-3, you have to know about the underside of all those accomplishments. Debuting from a small company meant that BTS wasn't supposed to succeed as much as they had, even up until that point. Even winning a music show first place was considered by many to be beyond their grasp. First place on a music show, commercial deals, grand prizes at award shows were all achievements thought to belong to those from the top 3 agencies only, and Big Hit, which started with roughly 20 employees besides BTS, did not qualify as a top agency. As a result, when ARMY found BTS, recognized their talent and sincerity, and organized around them to help them achieve those goals, a lot of people in the Korean industry, both in positions of power and in other fan bases, were caught off guard. This wasn't supposed to be within their reach. They weren't supposed to be real competition in the market. In reaction to this upset, other fan bases and other companies tried to undermine BTS. Bad press, accusations of plagiarism or cheating or chart manipulation, using any and all behavior of theirs to call the characters into question and turn public sentiment against them, and in so doing stop their growth and the threat they pose to current top power companies in the industry. Which meant that for every happy achievement, there came with it a reaction, some storm that BTS and ARMY had to weather, had to figure out how to counteract or defend against. And if you think it's stopped because of BTS being in an even greater position of power now, you obviously haven't been paying attention in the past year, when Min Heejin was found to have drafted a plan to attack HYBE from within, which included a negative media campaign, which we basically saw play out once HYBE attempted to thwart her plans. There are many army out there who keep receipts on the Korean media and know exactly who has who in their pockets. The yellow journalism is pretty transparent and infuriating. And all that hasn't changed since 2015-2016 when this song was composed and written. BTS knew what ARMY were up against when it came to supporting them, and so this fan song takes on a very different tone than most K-pop fan songs. RM opens the song with the lines, "Let's walk only on the flower path. I can't say such words. Let's see only the good things. I can't say such words either. That from now on there will only be good things. That we won't get hurt anymore. I can't say such words. I can't say such lies." BTS knew, had learned, even back in 2016, that there would be no end to the attacks against them. That for every achievement, for every mountain they climbed, there would be another trial waiting for them on the other side. Another mountain. A flower path refers to an easy, beautiful road, as the name suggests, and is a common idiom in Korea. It's the goal of many people to eventually get to a point where you can experience a stress-free, enjoyable life. As Suga comes in, he roleplays the kind of negativity that BTS had been subject to their whole career, rapping, "I haven't heard your music, but it must suck since you're idols. I haven't read them, but I know I don't like your lyrics. You don't have power, so you must have done some shady things." These lines could be said by anyone, people in the industry with them, or people sitting behind their keyboards on the internet. Everyone who is threatened by BTS, so they attack them without actually taking the time to listen to their music or read their lyrics and possibly understand how they could reach the popularity they have without shady tactics. But Suga's response is that because of their inferiority complexes, Suga's been able to complete a proof of his talent and assures them that BTS will be happy by themselves. The pre-chorus and the chorus give ARMY instructions on how to deal with all the negativity and attacks. Say 1, 2, 3 and forget it. Erase all the sad memories. Hold each other's hands and smile. Maybe they can't promise that it will be a flower path, but they can still close their eyes and hope for many good days in the future. 1, 2, 3, I hope everything changes once I say it. For a better day, because we're together. J-Hope goes on to talk about his own and BTS's mindset offstage, that they didn't want to show you their pain, that they were still too awkward and clumsy, that they just wanted to make you smile. He finishes his verse with gratitude. "So thanks for believing in someone like me, for bearing the tears and the wounds. So thanks for becoming my light, for becoming that flower in the most beautiful moment in my life." J-Hope is grateful for the support from ARMY that led to their success during the most beautiful moment in life era, but he's not naive enough to think that ARMY isn't also affected by the attacks on the band. They recognize that ARMY is just as hurt by the negative campaigns as BTS is, and the fact that ARMY can be wounded along with BTS and decide to continue to be there for them is what BTS are truly grateful for. Whenever BTS do experience a moment of having a flower path, they know it's because ARMY put it there, not the music industry or even their peers. They close the song with a call-and-response fan chant and a lyric couplet that I'd also pick out as key lyrics to the song. "It's okay when I say 1, 2, 3, forget it. Erase all the sad memories, hold each other's hands, and smile." BTS and ARMY are happiest when they're together, and that's largely because they were isolated from the rest of the industry due to their origins. BTS being from a small company, doing things a little outside the box because they had to in order to make it work, and attracting a fan base that was just slightly different than a typical K-pop fan base as a result. In response to the boys' sincerity, example, and social activism, ARMY formed itself with a core set of values, an ability to work together to mobilize around the band when needed, that had never been seen before and hasn't been seen since. Because of their uniqueness and the power that a large, organized, activism-based social group can demonstrate, BTS and ARMY are going to be misunderstood and attacked as a result unendingly. But the best thing that we can both do is close our eyes, count to three, and forget it, and refocus on each other, not the haters. Continue to support each other and pursue our own goals, without paying attention to the naysayers who want us to fail. 2-3, Still Wishing There Will Be Better Days, is a song that recognizes BTS and ARMY's isolation in the industry, the trials that both have gone through as a result, but serves as a reminder that, as Suga says, we'll be happy by ourselves, And ultimately, that's what's going to lead to better days and possibly a flower path here or there. Speaking of flower paths, let's talk about iconic performances, namely the Third Muster in Seoul. Obviously, a fan song is going to be performed at a fan concert. Before I go into the historical events of the Third Muster, I just have to praise the vocal line for a second. The ad-libs live are insanely good. In the recorded performances that I've been able to find on YouTube, the vocal line just knocks the ad-libs and harmonies at the end of the song out of the park. They're amazing. Now, for those who don't know, namely my sister, who sometimes listens to my podcast, BTS have two different kinds of concerts. They have a regular concert, the one promoting their most recent albums. Regular concerts are meant for both dedicated fans and for the general public who might be curious about the group. They also have a fan-focused concert meant for just those in the fan club. If their fan base is called ARMY, then it makes sense that BTS sticks to the military theme, and therefore an event where they call their fan base together would be a muster. The Third Muster was held in Seoul over two nights in November 2016, just a month after the song was released. BTS performed 2-3 both nights. As a fan event, ARMY wanted to symbolically give BTS a flower path in response to the song, and distributed purple plastic bags throughout the audience. At the time, the ARMY Bomb Lightstick had only been around for a year, and it only had the capability of shining in white. By putting the purple plastic bag over the white light, ARMY could make the lightsticks look like they were shining purple. Purple was chosen to represent flowers. I don't know if it was ever officially said, but my mind can't help but think of crocuses that grow very low to the ground in early spring and are often purple. Because they're so low to the ground, they can appear path-like. When BTS came out for the final three songs of the night, ARMY knew they'd be singing 2-3 first, so they prepared their ARMY bombs and lit up the entire audience as a purple flower path. BTS were touched by the gesture. Spontaneously, V made up a meaning for purple as a color, the same way one might reference a plant meaning. V said that since purple is at the end of the rainbow, it has the meaning of, "I will trust and love you for a long time." While he didn't say the exact word that evening, the new meaning of purple spread throughout ARMY, and in a few weeks, the phrase, "I purple you," or Borahae, was born. A couple years ago, in an effort to stop random other people from profiting off the term, Big Hit, or HYBE, I forget which, tried to officially trademark the phrase, but the South Korean courts ruled that since it was V who spontaneously came up with it, and not some Big Hit marketing meeting, that only V could apply for the trademark, and if he did, then Big Hit would have to pay V every time they used it. Anyway, it's thanks to the song 2-3 that we have the term Borahae, and also that the fandom's unofficial color now is purple. The company tends to choose a lilac as the shade of purple, but personally I prefer deeper purples, like the color of Jungkook's microphone and earbuds. Either way though, BTS and ARMY are still creating their own unique flower path, where we can be in our own little bubble of happiness, despite the spikes that the rest of the world tries to throw at us. Editing me here to add something that I forgot to put in my original script, which is that 2-3, when it was being written, was originally called 1-2-3. But because BTS say 2-3, "Hello, we are BTS," every time they introduce themselves, RM decided that it would be better to call the song just 2-3 to represent that unique count-in that starts on the 2 instead of 1. And now it's time to spin the random song generator to find the song for next week. And the winner is... Interlude Showtime by Jimin. Interlude Showtime does not have many lyrics. I am going to combine that with Smeraldo Garden Marching Band. Executive decision. I will talk about both the interlude, Showtime, and Smeraldo Garden Marching Band next week because one flows into the other quite nicely. That's the decision. That's what's going to happen next week. It will be lovely to talk about our Jimin. Ugh, I miss him. Okay, see you next week for some Jimin content. That'll be fun. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.